From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking in London says the international community is discussing additional sanctions on Russia for land grabs in Ukraine. Speaking in London, Kerry told reporters the U.S. and its allies are not going to go along with what he said was Russia's extraordinarily craven behavior. And he noted that Russia has led an effort in the U.N. to place responsibility for unrest in eastern Ukraine on the Ukrainian government, while continuing what Mr. Kerry said was land grabbing in that region. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko accused the Kremlin Friday of direct involvement in sniper deaths of anti-Russian protesters last year in Kiev. Aides to former Yemeni President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi say he has left the capital heading for his hometown of Aden after being released following weeks of house arrest. Mr. Hadi was detained last month along with his ministers when Shiite Houthi rebels toppled Yemen's government. Meantime, a UN envoy says Yemen's political parties are close to a deal. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In a statement Friday, the United Nations special envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, who is brokering talks between rival parties, said a breakthrough agreement would see a transitional council replace the upper house of lawmakers. The existing lower house, dominated by lawmakers supportive of the Houthis, would remain in place. The September Houthi takeover of the capital, a Shia militia from the north, pitted them against Yemen's Sunni tribes and other groups from the south. The Houthis' advance into the capital was helped by tacit support from the former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. The United States accuses Saleh of supporting the Houthis to create the conditions for a coup. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. The new U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says he wants to assure a lasting accomplishment in Afghanistan. His remarks on an unannounced visit to the country on his first overseas trip as Pentagon chief. He's there conferring with Afghan leaders about the future of the American military presence in Afghanistan, as well as talking about the fight against extremists in Iraq.
I think what's important is that the campaign to retake Mosul succeed, and we're committed to that success and not to a particular timetable. That makes sense.
Only days after taking the helm as Defense Secretary, Carter paid the unannounced visit to the country where U.S. troops have been deployed for more than 13 years now, but are in a scaled-back role. After 3 weeks of talks, Euro finance ministers say that they have agreed to extend additional financial bailout to Athens by 4 months, lifting now the threat that Greece would run out of money within weeks. The Greek prime minister says a new agreement with the European leaders was an important success, but that the real difficulties lie ahead. Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis said that it's the first step in a long journey.
We have found partners amongst those who, up until very recently, looked at us with suspicion. There are some partners still that are looking at us with suspicion. This is our challenge to win over their trust.
The agreement gives Greece an extra 4 months to repay, but it is in return for Athens' pledge to spell out an acceptable reform plan for economic reforms by Monday. A UN Commission on Rights Violations in Syria says it's considering publishing some of the names of suspected perpetrators of war crimes in that country's civil war. VOA's Mark Bashir reports.
The four-person commission of inquiry had an informal closed-door meeting with Security Council members on Friday.
What do we share with the Security Council?
Lead Commissioner Paulo Pinheiro said afterward that in a bid to end impunity in Syria, the panel will decide by mid-March whether to publish some of the names.
Just to release the names without any follow-up, we don't think that is very constructive.
The commission has previously compiled four confidential lists of alleged perpetrators. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The White House is calling settlement by U.S. dock workers and port operators of a tentative deal and a new labor contract a huge relief for the U.S. economy, particularly the many American workers, farmers, and businesses who have been affected by the dispute. The dispute began in July when a previous contract expired, tying up 29 West Coast ports for months and creating a bottleneck for much of U.S. trade with Asia. The ports handle more than a quarter of all U.S. maritime trade and more than 70% of the nation's imports from Asia. Billions of dollars of cargo. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.